Namo, please. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Shimate Bhakti Vedanta. A little louder. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavani Paschatya.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hey Mamoji Babu Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Let me affectionately greet all of you for this, I think it is the third part in our little seminar on absorbing our mind in the seven oceans of Krishna's qualities. What does he do? Yes, coming.
Hare Krishna, želim svima poželjati dobrodošlicu na ovaj, mislim da je treći dio našeg seminara o sedam okeana Krišnine milosti.
May I ask you, have you already thought of Krishna during the summer camp?
Mogu vam postaviti jedno pitanje. Da li ste već mislili o Krišni tokom ovog ljetnog kampa?
Or have you so far managed to forget him like you always do? Please turn to your neighbor for just 1 minute and 30 seconds and discuss with them if you have remembered Krishna and how. It is important, you know, it's not a theoretical seminar. Please don't be shy to speak the truth. And honestly.
Thank you. said, it was nice to see Krishna brought you here. So, has Lalita thought of Krishna? Has Lalita thought of Krishna? Good. It's a simple question, but it makes us very happy to think about it.
Radhanath. Radhanath has thought of Krishna? Good. Hare Krishna. Yes, so Hare Krishna. I see, Lalita. Oh, Lalita. You can continue to talk after, no problem. I had a friend, his name is Bhakti Charu Maharaj. He died in extraordinary circumstances. He was not surrounded by devotees, but he was in an hospital in Orlando, and no devotees was allowed to see him when he died.
On je napustio tijelo u vanrednim okolnostima, bio je sam u bolnici u Orlandu I nijedno bakta nije bilo dopušteno da bude tu dok je on napuštao tijelo.
He was all alone.
Bio je potpuno sam.
The people who took care of him were professionals. They were all dressed in suits to protect them from infection.
On je bio okružen sa profesionalcima, doktorima koji su svi bili obučeni ta zaštitna odjela kako bi se zaštitili od infekcije.
The last photo of him shows him connected to a breathing artificial lungs, you know, the oxygen mask. Yes, thank you.
Posljednja slika, fotografija koju imamo od njega je on kako leži I priključen na respirator, na umjetna pluća.
Amazingly, a few weeks before his unexpected and dramatic departure from this world, he gave a lecture to the devotees where he seemed to see his own death.
I nekoliko sedmica prije nego što je napustio tijelo, on je dao lekciju baktama u kojima je izgledalo kao da je već vidio da će da ode.
He said, we usually expect that we can leave our bodies surrounded by devotees.
Mi obično mislimo da ćemo napustiti ovo tijelo tako što ćemo biti okruženi sa baktama.
But we may die in a situation where no one can come to us, all alone.
Ali može se desiti da napustimo tijelo kada smo potpuno sami, da nikoga nema oko nas.
No one will be there to tell us about Krishna.
Niko neće biti tu ko će nam moći reći nešto o Krishni.
No one may be there to help us to remember Krishna.
Možda neće biti nikoga tu ko će nam moći da pomoći da mislimo na Krishnu.
So Maharaj remembered that at the time of death it's important to think of Krishna so that you can go off to Krishna. When you think of other things, you will go to these other things.
I Maharaj se sjećao da u trenutku kada napuštamo tijelo je bitno da mislimo na Krishnu kako bismo se vratili njemu. A ukoliko razmišljamo o drugim stvarima, onda ćemo možda otići ka tim drugim stvarima.
And he says, we have to pray to Krishna with all our hearts. Krishna, please, molim te, don't allow me to forget you.
I tada u tim trenutcima bismo se trebali moliti sa čitavim svojim srcem. Krishna, molim te, dozvoli mi da mislim na tebe.
Please let me remember you at the most difficult time in my life, when I'm leaving my body. You have mentioned that association of your devotees is the spiritual sky. You have said association of devotees is your internal potency.
Ti si rekao da je druženje, odnosno društvo tvojih bhakta, da je to tvoja unutrašnja energija.
Now I have become unable to have that association.
I sada nisam u stanju da imam to takvo vrstu druženja.
So please let me remember you on my own. And I depend upon you on my own. Please don't allow me to forget you. Please, this is my only prayer.
I ja sa moja jedina molitva ka tebi je sada da me dopustiš da te se sjećam, da me ne dopustiš da te zaboravim sam, takav sam.
And he says, now, when we are healthy, we have the chance to prepare for our final examination, that is, to remember Krishna and not forget him.
On je rekao, sada kada smo zdravi, sada možemo da se pripremimo za taj moment, da se uvijek sjećamo Krišne i da nikada ne zaboravimo.
I was myself in this situation in 1989, I believe, or 98, one of the two.
Ja sam sam bio u jednoj takvoj situaciji, mislim da je to bilo 89 ili 88.
I was lying at that time in the hospital.
I u to vrijeme sam bio u bolnici.
Under strong anesthesia.
Pod dejstvom jake anestezije.
I had I saw at that time something very frightening. I saw the movie of my own life.
I tada sam vidio nešto jako zastrašujuće. Vidio sam film mog sobstvenog života.
Just like it is described in the what is it called? Literature which describes what dying people experience.
I vidio sam nešto potpuno isto kao što je opisano u literaturi koja opisuje šta vide osobe koje napuštaju tijelo.
I saw myself as a child playing in the snow, surrounded with red houses.
Vidio sam samog sebe kao dijete, kako se igram u snijegu i okružen sa crvenim kućama.
I saw myself dancing on a rock and roll concert.
Vidio sam sebe kako plešem na rock and roll koncertu.
I saw my first day with a devotee singing on the streets in a dhoti that went up to my knees.
Vidio sam sebe kada sam se pridružio bhaktama kako plešem na ulici sa dotijem koji je dosezao do mojih koljena.
I saw myself in Serbia with Nityananda Bhajan group.
Vidio sam sebe u Srbiji sa Nityananda Bhajan grupom.
I remember I saw one old Serbian man who had only two teeth in the front and who was eating an apple.
Vidio sam jednog starog Srbijanca kako jede jabuku sa samo dva prednja zuba.
I saw the movie of my life.
Vidio sam film mog sopstvenog života.
And I could understand it was going to my end. I was approaching the last scene.
I mogao sam shvatiti da se približavam kraju svojoj posljednjoj sceni.
At that time I prayed to the Lord.
I u tom trenutku sam se molio Gospodinu.
My Lord, let me remember you now.
Moj Gospodine, dopusti mi da te se sjećam sada.
I am a very young devotee, not very accomplished in spiritual life.
Ja sam tako mlad bhakta, ja nisam uspio nešto posebno napraviti u svom životu.
Please appear before me in this hospital.
Molim te, pojavim se ovdje ispred mene u ovoj bolnici.
And my dear devotees,
i moji dragi bhakte,
first I saw a forest.
Prvo sam vidio šumu.
It had very green leaves.
Sa jako zelenim lišćem.
I saw a river.
Vidio sam rijeku.
Then I saw cows coming out of the forest.
I onda sam vidio krave kako dolaze iz šume.
And for a moment I saw Krishna.
I na trenutak sam vidio Krishna.
Like he is painted in an ISKCON painting. I saw him more or less like a living painting.
Mani više sam da vidio kao živu sliku, kako ga imam čet predstavljaju na iskom slikama.
And I prayed to him, my Lord, please be next to me so that at this moment when I may die, you are with me.
I molio sam se, Krišna, molim te, budi uz mene da u ovom trenutku kada ću možda i da napustim ovo tijelo.
I remember tears were coming from my eyes. I was so serious as I prayed.
I sjećam se da su mi suze dolazile na oči. Bio sam tako ozbiljan dok sam se molio.
And Krishna looked at me, but he was not totally satisfied.
I Krishna me je pogledao, ali nije bio u potpunosti zadovoljan.
He looked at me with an incredulous expression. Incredulous means, I can't believe that you're asking me this.
I on me je pogledao sa takvim pogledom koji kao da je govorio, ne mogu da vjerujem da me to pitaš.
Then he smiled. And he said, I'm always with you. If you pray for me for this or not, doesn't matter. I'm always with you. Shouldn't you know this by now? Then he said, don't panic. You will survive this surgery, it is, and you will do many services for me. I remember the scene when my bed was rolled out of the surgeon's theater. The door open, and I was pushed out of the theater. And I was immediately awake. Normally you wake up in the room, when you're brought in the room, you wake up after some time, but I was wide awake. And I remember the anesthesia doctor who was next there pushing my bed, said, you are awake? You have nothing? Was everything normal? I said, super normal. I didn't want to discuss because I was a little, a little under the influence of the anesthesia drugs. And I was just so happy, I thought, better I don't talk now. But my dear devotees, my point here is, Bhakti Charu Maharaj had given this, let us say, instruction, we have to learn to remember Krishna.
Moj dragi Bhakti Bhaktičara Maharaj ovdje pravi tu pojentu, kaže mi jednostavno moramo da naučimo da mislimo na Krišnu.
Our seminar is this, a school to remember Krishna.
I u našem seminaru se upravo radi o tome, mi smo u školu koju trebamo da naučimo da mislimo na Krišnu.
By remembering 7 qualities about Krishna.
Tako što ćemo se sjećati tih 7 osobina Krišne.
And as we do this, as we put our minds in these 7 qualities, something will stick to our mind. There is a verse, a beautiful verse. I want to chant this with you. Yang man smidvagata gada bhavanti, yang man smidvaputa puto bhavanti, yang man smidvavrati vrati bhavati. By remembering me, says Krishna, a shallow person becomes deep.
Krishna kaže, kada se osoba sjeća mene, ako ona površna, ona postaje duboka.
By remembering me, an impure person becomes pure.
Kada se sjeća mene, nečista osoba postaje čista.
By remembering me, an impious person becomes pious.
Kada se sjeća mene, nepobožna osoba postaje pobožna.
By remembering me, one full of material desires becomes desireless.
Kada se sjeća mene, osoba koja je puna materijalnih želja postaje bez želja.
Yes, yes, yes. By remembering me, a fool becomes learned.
Da, da, da. Kada se sjeća mene, osoba koja je budalasta, ona postaje učena.
This from Gopal Tapani Upanishad.
Ovo je iz Gopal Tapani Upanishade.
So, there is one, Krishna is described, one ocean is called, described, Shushilya Jaladi. Krishna is an ocean of good character.
Sljedeći okean o kojem ćemo pričati je, zove se Shushilya Jaladi. To znači da je Krishna okean dobrog karaktera.
One of Krishna's good qualities is that he is extremely truthful. Whatever he promises, he keeps.
Jedna od Krišnjih osobina je ta da je on ekstremno istinoljubiv. Šta god on kaže, on to i ispuni.
Queen Kunti spoke about this on the day after the battle of Kurukshetra.
Kraljica Kunti je govorila o toj osobini dan nakon bitke na Kurukshetru.
She was standing with her sons up till here in the water of the Ganga River.
Ona je sa svojim sinom stajala u rijeci Gangi i voda joj je dolazila do kukova.
And they were offering water to the warriors that had been slain as a last offering.
I oni su nudili vodu Gangi kao ponudu za ratnike koji su bili ubijeni, kao žrtvovanje za njih.
I think this year or last year, was it? Yeah, last year Gokrishna went with his whole family with a boat on the Ganga in Mayapur to submerge the ashes of his grandfather in the Ganga.
Prošle godine je Gokrishna sa čitavom svojom porodicom otišao brodom u rijeku Gangu gdje su razbacali ashes.
Can you imagine how you feel when you pour the steady stream of ashes of someone who is very dear to you in the Ganga? You feel very moved.
Da li možete zamisliti kako se osjećate kada izlijevate, ispuštate jedan konstantni lijevak tog pepela neke osobe koja vam je bila jako draga, sigurno da ste jako dirnuti u srcu.
The Pandavas were just finished with the rituals when their mother said, there's one more person you have to offer some ritual for.
I Pandave su upravo bili završili sa svim ritualima kada je majka Kunti rekla, ima još jedan ratnik za koji trebate isto da prinesete ponude.
O mother, who?
O majko, ko je to?
Your elder brother Karna.
To je vaš stari brat Karna.
What said Yudhishthira?
Šta je rekao Yudhishthira?
Karna, who was killed by our Arjuna, is our brother. What are you telling, mother?
Karna, ona kojeg je ubio naš brat Arjuna. O čemu pričaš, majko?
And mother Kunti said, with tears in her eyes, Karna is my firstborn. You were born after him, and he is your elder brother.
Majka Kunti je sa suzama u očima rekla, da, Karna je moj prvi sin. On je bio rođen prije vas, on je vaš stari brat.
Yudhishthira said, mother, why have you not told us? One brother has slaughtered his other brother because you were silent.
Yudhishthira rekao, majko, zašto nam to nisi rekla? Jedan brat je ubio drugog brata samo zato što ti nisi ništa rekla.
Kunti said, my son, I couldn't tell you because I received Karna when I was not married.
Kunti je rekla, ja vam to nisam mogla reći, zato što sam dobila karnu kada nisam još uvijek bila udata.
The society would have chased me away.
Čitavo društvo bi me otjeralo.
Yudhishthira said, Mother, I'm very angry at you.
Yudhishthira je rekao, majko, ja sam jako ljut na tebe.
You have withheld that Karna is our older brother.
Majko, ti nam nisi rekla da je Karna naš stariji brat.
I curse all women.
Proklinjem sve žene.
For all times.
Za sva vremena buduća vremena.
That they will never be able to keep a secret.
Da nikada neće biti u stanju da zadrže tajnu.
Why do you laugh?
Zašto se smijete?
Very dramatic.
Jako dramatičan moment.
Maybe you laugh because some of you are Matajis and you have experienced that. Only for you. Don't tell it to anyone. It's as if this talk has never taken place. Yes, yes. I never tell to anyone. 1 hour later. Do you know what she said to me? But don't tell it to anyone. Promise. On your bebek. And the other Mataji said, I promise on my present bebek, I promise on my past bebek, and I promise on my on all my future bebeks. Just tell me, please. Hare Krishna. So then Kunti remembered something. At the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna had promised that there will always be 5 Pandavas. He had not promised that there always will be 5 Pandavas and Karna, this means 6 Pandavas.
Ona se sjetila da je na početku bitke na Kurukshetri Krishna dao obećanje da će uvijek biti tu 5 Pandava. On je rekao da će tu biti 5 Pandava plus Karna.
So she said, even the sunshine may one day become cold. There may be a time when the moonshine will one day become hot. But there will never come a time when you will break your promise, O Krishna.
Ali nikada neće doći vrijeme kada ćeš ti prekinuti, kada ćeš ti prekršiti svoje obećanje, Krishna.
You promised me that after the battle of Kurukshetra, where millions of good warriors lay down their lives, after that battle, still my 5 Pandavas would remain.
Ti si mi obećao da će se nakon te bitke na Kurukshetri, gdje će milioni vojnika biti pogubljeni, opet će na kraju biti 5 Pandava.
You kept your promise.
Ti si održao svoje obećanje.
Once Indra met Krishna.
Jednom je Indra sreo Krishna.
He said, I have done everything to kill everyone in Vrindavan.
I on je rekao, ja sam učinio sve kako bih ubio svi u Vrindavanu.
I sent such waters of devastation that no one could survive.
Poslao sam takve vode uništenja koje niko ne bi mogao preživjeti.
But you have promised that your devotees would be always protected by you.
Ali ti si obećao da će tvoji bhakte uvijek biti zaštićeni.
By lifting the mountain of Govardhan and holding it like an umbrella to guard all or protect all the Brijbasis you have shown that you always keep your promise.
I time što si podigao brdogovardan i držao ga tako poput kišobrana koji je zaštitio sviju, ti si pokazao da ti uvijek održavaš svoje obećanje.
So Krishna is very truthful.
Krishna je jako istinoljubiv.
This is his good quality. He never breaks his word.
To je njegova dobra osobina. On nikada ne krši svoje obećanje.
How truthful are you?
Koliko ste vi istinoljubivi?
Are you always speaking the truth?
Da li uvijek govorite istinu?
Have you kept all your words?
Da li ste održali sva svoja obećanja?
What's about your initiation vows?
Šta je sa vašim inicijacijskim zavjetima?
Have you remained truthful to them?
Da li ste ostali vjerni njima?
Krishna is absolutely truthful.
Krishna je apsolutno istinoljubiv.
Especially in his promise that his devotees will never be vanquished.
Pogotovo u svom obećanju da njegovi bhakte nikada neće iščeznuti.
Other good qualities means include that Krishna is vasi or self-controlled.
Drugi dobre osobine su recimo vasi, koje znači da je Krishna samovlada.
He is stira.
On je stira.
Steadfast or very determined.
On je jako determiniran.
He is danta.
On je danta.
And Krishna is chamashila, that means he forgives.
I on je chamashila, što znači da on oprašta.
He always forgives.
On uvijek oprašta.
And it is described some of his devotees, have some of these qualities also.
I opisano je da njegovi bhakte također imaju neke od ovih osobina.
Let me tell you how Prabhupada forgives.
Dozvolite mi da vam kažem kako je Prabhupada oprašta.
It was in Montreal.
Ovo se desilo u Montreal.
Prabhupada was invited by a Catholic girl school.
Prabhupada su pozvali iz jedne škole koja je bila katolička škola, ali samo za djevojke.
So he gave a lecture.
I on je dao lekciju.
There was one Mr. Mukherjee, Bengali, there.
It would be a making Bengals, gospodin Mukherjee.
This Mr. Mukherjee had done many things for Prabhupada, like inviting him to Montreal.
I taj gospodin Mukherjee je uradio mnogo stvari za Prabhupada, kao što je bila ta da ga je pozvao u Montreal.
But on that day, at the end of the lecture, he just offended Prabhupada.
Ali taj dan kada je on dao tu lekciju, na kraju lekcije on uvrijedio Prabhupada.
He said something like, do you have no sensitivity?
I on je rekao, zar nemaš nikakve senzitivnosti?
You come here to this Catholic church, school, and you preach about Hinduism?
I ti dolaziš ovdje u ovu katoličku školu, a nama propovjedaš o hinduizmu.
And then he really publicly humiliated Srila Prabhupada.
I onda je zaista javno tu ponizio Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada just sat like this there.
I Prabhupada je samo ovako sjedio tu.
He didn't say a word.
Nije rekao ni jednu riječ.
Prabhupada stayed for 3 months in Montreal.
Prabhupada je ostao 3 mjeseca u Montrealu.
He needed something, I believe, was it a green card or something to travel back to the USA?
Bilo mu je potrebno nešto kao zelena karta da bi mogao da putuje nazad u Los Angeles.
And finally his visa was arranged and he was ready to travel back to the USA the next day.
I konačno njegova viza je stigla i on je mogao već sljedeći dan da putuje nazad za Ameriku.
So he said to Gopal Krishna Maharaj, invite Mr. Mukherjee to come.
I onda on rekao Gopal Krishna Maharaju, pozovi gospodina Mukherjee da dođe.
I want to say goodbye to him.
Želim da se pozdravim sa njim.
Gopal Krishna Maharaj said, but Mr. Mukherjee is a demon.
Gopal Krishna Maharaj rekao, ali gospodin Mukherjee je demon.
He has publicly insulted you with many bad words.
On te javno ponizio, uvrijedio sa mnogo ružnih riječi.
And now you want to invite him? Who knows what else he does?
I sad želiš da ga pozoveš,
And by the way, why didn't you say anything? Prabhupada said, I must have said something bad in my last life to Mr. Mukherjee.
On je rekao, mora da sam u svom prethodnom životu rekao nešto ružno gospodinu Mukherjee.
And he took revenge in this life for what I did to him in my last life.
I on se u ovom životu osjetio za ono što sam uradio u prošlom životu.
I'm grateful to Mr. Mukherjee because now our relationship balance is equal.
Ja sam zahvalna gospodinu Mukherjee zato što je taj balans u našem odnosu je izjednačen.
So Gopal Krishna at that time Gopal Krishna Prabhu found Mr. Mukherjee from the telephone directory and brought him to Prabhupada. Mr. Mukherjee was very nice.
I Gopal Krishna Prabhu u to vrijeme je pronašao telefonsku imeniku broj od gospodina Mukherjee i doveo ga i on je bio jako fin.
Have you sometimes been attacked by someone?
Da li je vas možda nekad neko napao?
Has sometimes perhaps a person said unkind words to you or about you?
Da li se možda desilo da je neko rekao neke ružne stvari o vama i bio grubo?
I think we all have such people in our life.
Mislim da mi svi imamo takve ljude u svom životu.
Sometimes it can happen even that those who are very dear to us at one stage all of a sudden become very distant to us.
Nekad se čak može desiti da neki ljudi koji su nam bili jako dragi u našim životima da se udalje od nas.
Many marriages end in the courtroom where husband and wife quarrel about money.
Mnogi brakovi se završe u sudnici gdje se bračni partneri se svađaju oko novca.
Forgive.
Oprostite.
Forgive.
Oprostite.
Forgive.
Oprostite.
It could be that there is some past karma going on.
Može biti da se tu dešava i razrješava neka stara karma.
And playing out.
I ona se tu odigrava.
I have personally experience of this, of being very unfairly, I found, attacked by devotees.
Ja imam istorično iskustvo gdje po mom viđenju sam bio jako nepravedno napadan.
But I have always refrained from saying something unkind in return.
Ali sam se uvijek uzdržavao od toga da kažem nešto neljubazno da uzvratim.
I learned this from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and later from this example of Srila Prabhupada. Maybe just some karma is released.
Naučio sam to od Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, a kasnije iz ovog primjera sa Srila Prabhupada, da je to vjerojatno samo neka karma koja se sada otpušta.
So Krishna is unlimitedly forgiving. He forgives that we have turned away from him and sometimes against him since several lifetimes maybe.
Krishna nam oprašta to što smo se okrenuli od njega ponekad čak i tokom nekoliko života.
But the moment you turn around, zip!
Ali u momentu kada se opet okrenete,
he says, sve je u redu.
And
he accepts us lovingly.
Now,
this is a wonderful quality, you must say. I think when we hear this about Prabhupada, we think, oh, Prabhupada, you're so wonderful. And this ultimate forgiveness comes from Krishna. We feel so wonderful, no?
Ovo je jedna predivna Krišnina osobina. Čak i kad slušam ovo o Prabhupadu da ovako opraštam, mislim o kako je Prabhupad predivan i ta konačni oblik tog opraštanja on dolazi od Krišnje.
I want to ask you a question.
Želim vam postaviti pitanje.
If you do not forget, forgive.
Ukoliko ne oprostite.
If you say, no, this I can't forgive. You are a rascal. Tu ti sam nikome.
Ako kažete, ne, ovo neću oprostiti, ti si nitko.
Yes. Who do you think will suffer?
Šta mislite, ko će patiti?
The person whom you describe to be a rascal?
Ta osoba, koju ste opisali kao raskala?
Or you yourself?
Ili vi sami?
If I don't forget give someone,
ukoliko ne oprostite nekome,
yes, then I keep this grudge or this feeling of you're not all right in my heart, and I carry it everywhere, even on the Serbian samaka.
Ukoliko ne oprostimo, mi u svom srcu zadržavamo taj osjećaj zamjeranja, da razmišljamo ova osoba nije baš dobra. Nosimo taj osjećaj sa sobom čak i na srbijanski kamp.
If I can't forgive someone, this inability will be like a thorn in my sacred behind, and it always will pain, whatever, wherever I sit, this really come in.
Ukoliko ne oprostim, taj osjećaj će biti kao trn u mojoj svijetu pozadnji. Gdje god da se namestim i sjednim, taj će me trn uvijek bosti.
It's you who suffers from the thorn, not the person.
Vi ste ti koji patite od toga, ne osoba, ta druga osoba.
Forgiveness means to let go and become Slobodan.
Opraštanje znači da otpustite i da postanete slobodni.
I want to end this presentation and then open the lecture then I want to show you the power posture.
Želim da završim ovu prezentaciju, i onda želim da vam pokažem tu pozu moći.
This is quite something.
Ovo je zaista nešto posebno.
Surprise. Yes. But first I want to speak about one thing. Today we hear about Krishna is an ocean of good character. I want to speak about Krishna's qualities.
Danas slušamo o tom okeanu Krišnih dobrih osobina i želim da govorim o nekim još osobinama.
Krishna is never like you.
Krishna nije nikada poput vas.
If you think Krishna is like me, you will make a mistake.
Ukoliko razmišljate Krishna je poput mene, napravit ćete grešku.
There's a statement in Buddhism, don't plunder the truth with your concepts.
U budizmu postoji izreka koja kaže nemoj da pljačkaš istinu sa svojim konceptima.
This means Krishna's qualities are always totally transcendental.
To znači da su Krišnine osobine uvijek u potpunosti transcendentalne.
Once Krishna had spent the entire night with the beautiful gopis dancing, they were touching each other, they were singing together, the whole night he had done this.
Jednom prilikom Krišna je proveo čitavu noć plešući sa gopijama, oni su dodirivali jedni drugi, pjevali su i čitavu noć su proveli tako.
The gopis were so much in ecstasy that they felt, we want to go to a brahmana who blesses us that we will always be able to love Krishna.
One su bile toliko sretne da su rekli da će da odu do brahmane, da zatraže blagoslove kako bi uvijek mogli to iskušavati.
This desire of the soul to be united with Krishna reflects the highest level of integrity you can imagine.
Ta želja da budemo sa Krišnom, ona reflektira najveći oblik duhovnog integriteta.
So the gopis ask Krishna, who can bless us? Which brahmana do you recommend?
Da su gopi pitali Krishnu, kojeg brahmana nam može preporučiti da nas tako blagoslovi?
So Krishna said, Dovasha, who lives on the other side of the Jamuna.
I Krishna je rekao, to je Dovasa koji živi sa druge strane Jamuna.
The gopis said, on our own, we cannot imagine to cross even a shallow pond. What to speak of crossing the deep, deep, deep Yamuna River?
Gopi su rekli, pa mi sami ne možemo da pređemo ni neko malo plitko jezero. Pa što da kažemo, kako da pređemo tu jako duboku, duboku Yamunu?
There are many whirlpools and high waves, Bhaktikaranta.
Ima jako puno vrtloga i visokih talasa.
So Krishna said, just go to the bank of the Yamuna and say, Krishna is a brahmachari, and then the river will give way to you. Does a brahmachari dance all night with the most beautiful ladies? Does he touch the most beautiful ladies? The gopis said, words of truth have power. But what power is there in stating an untruth? Do you know this? If you always say the truth, then your words are powerful. They can influence an audience. When a person who is truthful comes in an assembly and says, here is an untruth, everyone is shocked and will, please tell us, please tell us. He has so much influence.
Kada osoba koja uvijek govori istinu dođe među ljude i kada kaže ovo nije istina, on će svi da učini da te osobe žele poslušati i da im objasni šta je to istina, šta nije.
The power of truth is very strong.
Moć istine je veoma jaka.
Krishna said, so the gopi said, we don't know if we will cross the Yamuna by saying this untruth, because you are not a brahmachari. Krishna smiled and said, you just go and see. So the beautiful gopis led by Gandharvi Radha stood at the banks of the Yamuna. It was very wide river. And they said, how will this work if we say Krishna is a brahmachari? Let us cross on the strength of this truth. However, when they pronounced these words, Yamuna Devi, let us cross on the strength of Krishna's brahmacharya, the Yamuna stopped flowing and made a pathway. More like this, Anuradha.
Ovo je bio opis kako se Yamuna razdvojila kada su gopije prišle i rekle Yamuna, dozvoli nam da pređemo na snazi Krišnine brahmacharije.
All the gopis went down, went into this pathway.
I gopije su onda sišle na taj put.
And went really deep down and there were high walls of water. They were staying there. There were rubies and diamonds on the floor of Yamunaji. And they went. Krishna is wonderful. And we cannot understand it, but they went through and then came out on the other side. And immediately the Yamuna went and started to flow again. Then they found Durvasa and they offered him a preparation from sweet rice and a lot of ghee on it and said, please pray that we will always be with Krishna.
Preparaciju napravljenu od riže i od ponagija Mi smo to pomenuli i rekli i zamolili ga, molite, blagoslovi nas da uvijek budemo sa Krišnom.
And Durvasa ate the sweet rice with the ghee. And said, Tatastu, may you always be with
Krishna.
Then the gopis said, we need to go back to Vrindavan now. How will we cross the Yamuna? said Durvasa, just say that on the strength of Durvasa being a yogi who only drinks the juice of Dova grass, you can cross. The gopi said, you just ate heavy sweet rice with ghee. You don't drink only the juice of Dova grass. How can Krishna be called we don't understand something here. How can Krishna be called a brahmachari and you a fasting saint?
Mi ovdje nešto ne razumijemo. Kako Krishna može biti nazvan brahmacharin, kako možeš se ti nazivati nekim svecem koji posti?
And then Durvasa gave a very complicated answer. I will give you the essence in one shloka.
I onda je Durvasa dao jedan jako kompleksan odgovor, a ja ću vam dati esencu tog odgovora u jednom šloki.
First we will sing the verse which he said.
Prvo ćemo da otpivamo ovaj stih koji on izgovorio.
Please sit straight.
Sjetite uspravno.
Atitya Tuyatito Gopalaha Tasmai Vai Panatmane Namo Namaha. He said, you must know that Gopal Krishna is beyond this world. He is beyond what you see when you are awake. He is beyond what you see in your dreams. He, Gopal, is beyond what you see even in deep sleep. He is even beyond the fourth state of divine consciousness. Om, this is the truth throughout the three worlds. I offer my repeated obeisances to him who is verily the soul of life.
Iznova i iznova odajem svoje poštovanje njemu koji je život svog života.
With this answer, Dovashamuni wanted to say, Krishna is beyond this world and therefore cannot be measured by the rules that govern this world. In one lower mathematic, or let us say, for us here, there are rules of the traffic light. We must stop when there is red and go when it's green. Bicycles must stop.
Bicikli moraju stati.
Motor cars.
Motori.
Motorcycles.
Motorcycles.
People who walk on feet.
Ljudi koji hode pješke.
Everyone has to stop when it's red.
Svako mora stati kada je crveno svjetlo.
And go when it's green.
I nastaviti kada je zeleno svjetlo.
But not a person who goes in a helicopter.
Ali ne i osoba koja ide u helikopter.
He goes over it.
On samo pređe preko svih.
Different routes.
Važe drugačija pravila.
Go Krishna and myself, perhaps 2 weeks ago, we're flying in a small little airplane. It was from here to Madhuchanda, not bigger. What do you think, Go Krishna? Smaller even. Smaller. We had the bird experience. One devotee from England has a small airplane. If you give him sweets, he might fly you. Yeah, and we knew when we were in the air, we were just going over fields, over streets, over towns, through clouds, through rainbows, everything, no problem. And then the pilot said, when I fall asleep,
yeah.
The pilot, when I fall asleep or something happens to me, you pull this handle. And then the airplane will go down, but a nice parachute will open. Yeah. We didn't use this function, although I wanted. different rules. So Krishna is beyond this world. His qualities are beyond this world. And someone who thinks about him and worships him and remembers him also can overcome the miseries of material existence. This I wanted to present to you today. Finito! I want to see now if you have any questions to this, about this presentation, or perhaps other questions. Krishna, Krishna. Yes, there's one devotee in the back, Hare Krishna. What is your good name, if I may ask? Yes? Daruka Vasudeva. Vasudeva? Wonderful.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So I feel sorry about Srila Prabhupada. One time that he was about to cross the road and there was a red light. So the devotee was looking if he was going to cross the road or not. And then he looked left and right, and then he crossed the road and the devotee crossed with him. And then they thought, oh, okay, Srila Prabhupada is very practical. there was no cars, yeah, so he crossed the road. So we know in some circumstances we can, I mean, of course, also in the Battle of Kurukshetra, many rules was broken. It was not only against Dharma. So, in how transcendental we must be to be able to recognize a devotee who is, or if you can cross some rules or not. That's my question.
Možete postaviti pitanje
našem. Pitao sam Makarađa da to je zanimljivu priču kako je došao Prabhupada i njegovi par učenika bilo oko njega i došli su do semafora, znači do crvenog svjetla. I bakti su gledali oči da on preći cestu. I što Prabhupada je pogledao lijevo desno, nije bilo auto i prešao. Znači on je prekršio pravilo, ne? I onda su mislili, ok, Prabhupada je praktičan, nije on baš onako kao zatucan, kako se kaže. I pa moje pitanje isto nakon reći bilo i kao na Kurukshetri, kada je to pravilo bilo prekršeno, dharmičkih pravila koje su bile prekršene, i kako da prepoznamo nekad, i nekad je isto, sometimes we also criticize devotees, and sometimes we also like, have excuses to break some rules that we maybe think that we are maybe too transcendental to follow them. So my question is how to find this fine line? Yes, so kako da prepoznamo, mislim, da recimo neko ko krši pravila, jer znamo isto, kako da neko ko krši to pravila, da krši za više principi ili da recimo, ili da mi sami ne upadnemo neku, mislim, zamku, tako se kažem.
Yes, wonderful question. Yes, wonderful. You all understood? The Mahabharata is full of such Dharma conflicts. The famous, it's called Dharmapat. The famous conflict which I am aware of is that there was this saint who always had this vow to say only the truth and nothing but the truth. So once three men were running to him and said, "Can we go into your cellar?"
I jednom prilikom su trojica ljudi su trčali prema njemu i rekli su da li se možemo da sakriti u tvoj podrum.
Yes, he said.
Da, rekao je.
But you cannot tell that we are here.
Ali ti jednostavno ne smiješ nipošto reći da smo mi tu.
So the saint said, okay.
Svetac rekao u redu.
Then a little later the police came.
I onda malo kasnije je došla policija.
There, we are looking for three murderers.
Mi tražimo trojicu ubica.
Have you seen them?
Da li si ih vidio?
He had given a promise here.
On je dao obećanje s jedne strane.
And now they were here.
I sad su oni bili tu s druge strane.
People asked him, but he thought, I have first given my promise here to not say. This is first.
Ja sam prvo dao obećanje da neću reći da su oni tu. To je došlo prvo.
He said, no, I have seen no one here.
Rekao, ne, nisam vidio nikoga.
Do you mind if we just search your house a little bit? We know you speak the truth.
Mi znamo da ti govoriš
istinu. But we are the men of the king. So they found the
people
and they found him guilty. They brought him to the torture room. They took his Brahmin underwear down. Took a piece of wood which was sharp and just tong, 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 beat it into his behind.
da suze ili neki oštri komad drveta i udarali ga po pozadini.
They opened him like this.
Da su ga otvorili ovako.
They took him, then they took it out and took a big thing in and let him die.
Da su stavili veliki komad drveta unutra i pustili su ga da umri.
When the king heard this, he said, he's a saint.
Kad je kralj čuo, kad je to čuo, on je rekao, pa on je svetac.
We can't kill saints in our kingdom.
Ne možemo ubijati svece u našem kraljevstvu.
But he has spoken an untruth, said the hangsman.
Ali taj koji ga mučio mi je rekao, pa on je izgovorio laž.
Maybe he spoke a truth.
Možda je on ipak izgovorio istinu. And
he was taken off this torture and was treated and he was then asked, have you spoken an untruth?
Oni su ga skinuli sa tog drveta i za liječnika i onda su ga pitali da li si ti izgovorio laž?
No, I had promised the three men to not say anything about them. It was the truth. Ne, I kept my word.
Ne, ja sam obećao ovoj trojici da neću reći da su oni tu. Ja sam izgovorio istinu, održao sam svoje obećanje.
There are many, this may not be the most difficult situation, but there are many very difficult situations where you don't know, oh, what is Dharma here?
Ovo možda nije najgora situacija koja se može desiti, ima još puno težih situacija, jednostavno ne znamo tačno šta napraviti.
My dear Dvarkavasi, Dvarkavasudeva. You can only decide by your intelligence. If it is not very much developed, the intelligence in these matters, better ask. It is said the subtle truth of Dharma is hidden in the hearts of the great souls.
Rečeno je da je ta subtilna istina Dharme je sakrivena u srcima velikih duša.
I have often crossed the road when it was red.
Ja sam puno puta prešao ulicu kada je na crvenom svjetlu.
Early in the morning.
Rano ujutro.
When I was late.
Kada kasnije.
Yes. Mm. There are always there are sometimes higher principles.
Nekad postoje neki viši principi.
In this matter which I told you, I think the higher principles is these were criminals who did something. So the small promise he had given was overruled by the, you know, was could be laid aside. This is my thinking, but the Mahabharata doesn't answer this question, what was right or wrong. They want to just say it is complicated sometimes.
Moje razmišljanje je da je u ovom primjeru kojeg sam dao, da je taj princip da su oni u stvari bili ubice, je princip koji bi trebao da je nadvladao taj manji princip da je on dao neko malo obećanje. O to je moje razmišljanje. Mahabharata samo ne daje odgovor na ovakve dvojbe, on samo kaže da su ovakve stvari nekad jako komplicirane.
I want to tell you a story from Prabhupada.
Želim vam ispričati jednu priču o Prabhupada.
Fasten your seatbelts. Prabhupada wanted to build a temple in Juhu.
Prabhupada je želio da izgradi hram u Juhu.
But he has just started his movement in India and no one was there to support him with Lakshmi.
On je tek bio započeo svoj pokret u Indiji i niko nije bio tu ko bi mu mogao pomoći sa Lakshmi.
So you are allowed to bring into a country an amount, I don't know, maybe of $5,000 at that time, not more.
I u to vrijeme ste mogli da unesete u zemlju neku određenu svotu sumu novca, mislim da je to u to vrijeme bilo oko $5,000 i ne više.
So Prabhupada came from America.
Da je Prabhupada došao iz Amerike.
He walked through the toll. He walked through the toll.
I on je prošao kroz carinu.
They all went like, Swamiji, Swamiji, blessings, blessings. He arrived in his rooms in Juhu. And he said,
very comfortable.
And all of a sudden, under his dhotis, a river of dollar notes came. And Prabhupada said, they wouldn't check the guru. Yeah. 25% in the audience claps and shouts Jai Prabhupada, and the others go, am I in the right movement? Remember the story of Krishna as a brahmacharya in Durvasa fasts. The God and the great souls are beyond the rules of the world. They are like going in a little helicopter, whereas we have to go on the street and follow the street rules.
Bog i njegov veliki bhakti, oni su izvan ovoga svijeta. Oni idu u helikopteru dok mi obični ljudi idemo ulicama.
So much problems have been created with this point.
Jako puno problema je stvoreno na bazi ove pointe.
Because devotees who are not on this level have acted impiously.
Zato što su neki bhakte koji nisu na tom nivou djelovali na nepobožan način.
And disappointed others.
I na taj način su se razočarali druge.
So it requires a little intelligence, it's a little finer.
Potrebno je malo inteligencije, to je malo finija pointa.
But Prabhupada worked together with the police chiefs of the world. There is one Mr. Moore, a police chief of Chicago. So much criminality was there in Chicago, even after Al Capone.
Bilo je tako puno kriminala u Chicago, čak i nakon Al Capone.
Yes, after even. No?
Yeah. Čak i nakon njega.
And Mr. Moore asked Prabhupada, what can we do against this criminality?
I ta Mr. Moore je pitao Prabhupada, što možemo učiniti protiv ovoliko kriminala?
And Prabhupada gave a very nice instructions to the police chief, which he kept.
I Prabhupada je dao jako fine instrukcije tom šefu policije, koje on je zaista napravio.
And work together with the police department. I'm saying this to the 50% amongst you who need such answers. It's true.
Yeah.
But my dear devotees, reality is not black and white. Sometimes difficult decisions have to be made in life, and then you have to know the higher principles. Hare Krishna. So we have a little bit more time. Any other question? I see one. Your good name, Prabhu, you told me this morning, but I'll say again. Toshan Krishna Prabhu. Yes, we have a microphone for you.
Hare Krishna. You spoke about forgiveness, and I have one question. Sometimes we may say we forgive to somebody, but we cannot forget. So does that mean that we didn't forgive? If we cannot forget a thing?
Mm-hmm. Please translate.
Ponekad se desi da mi nekome, ajmo reći, oprostimo, ali ne možemo to zaboraviti. Da li to onda isto znači da nismo oprostili? Hare Krishna.
There was once trouble in the ISKCON society. I mean, there's often in such a society, there are things which go wrong, you know. But once it was so bad that 50 devotees were selected amongst all the other devotees. They were called the 50 man committee, and they were asked as to be a Brahminical council to set certain wrongs which were there in ISKCON right.
Jednom prilikom je bila jedna nevolja u ISKCON-u, kao što je ovako društvo jedno često može da ima neke nevolje, ali tada u tom momentu bi bio sazvan jedan kao komitet od 50 ljudi. To oni su trebali da budu 50 bahta brahmana koji su trebali da imaju tu savjetodavnu ulogu i da isprave neke stvari koje su bile pogrešne u pokretu.
And in this 50 man committee, there were always two, there were two representatives from each country. So Germany had to also give two representatives.
I u tom komitetu koji se sastoji od 50 bakta, bilo je 25 država koje su trebale da daju dva čovjeka kao predstavnika i Njemačka isto tako trebala da da dvojicu.
And somehow I was chosen.
I na neki način ja sam bio odabran.
And I went to the 50 man committee in Mayapur. And I heard many things which went wrong in various countries. Up to that time I had thought ISKCON is made of pure devotees, free from all mistakes.
I do tog momenta sam ja mislio da je ISKCON se sastoji od čistih bhakta koji su svi bili v...
But now I saw that they were still human beings who made mistakes. It was a shock, and I asked one older devotee whom I trust still very much if he could advise me, because my whole world had gone in shambles.
I onda sam pitala jednog starijeg baktu u kojeg imam jako puno povjerenja, da li mi može dati neki savjet zato što se moj svijet upravo bio raspao.
And I asked him, how can I forgive the mistakes of certain devotees?
I onda sam ga pitao kako mogu da oprostim greške određenih bakta.
When I'm so disturbed to hear this.
Da sam ovako uznemiren samo što sam to čuo.
And this devotee looked at me and said, welcome to the human race. And then he mentioned something very wise, that all of us human beings have a certain program in us.
Onda je spomenuo nešto što je bilo jako mudro, da mi svi živa ljudska bića imamo nešto, imamo kao neki program koji je u nama.
If you put, for instance, Gokrishna next to me, you will see we are different in a few aspects.
Ukoliko stavite Gokrishnu pored mene, vidjet ćete da smo nas dvojica različiti na određenim aspektima.
We have also slightly different interests, not much, because we are doing together service.
Mi isto tako u maloj mjeri imamo različite interese, ne previše zato što imamo i zajedničku službu.
And most probably this will always be the case.
I vrlo vjerojatno to će uvijek biti slučaj.
Because we had different parents.
Zato što smo imali različite roditelje.
Different upbringings.
Različite odrastanje.
Different influences working on us.
Različite utjecaje koji su djelovali na nas.
And therefore there will be always a difference.
I zbog toga će uvijek biti tu neke razlike.
This is human reality.
I to je jednostavno ljudska stvarnost.
We work with programs. Inner programs. When you work on your computer, and all of a sudden an advertisement comes up which you didn't want, do you throw your computer on the wall? This foolish lipstick advertisement. I am so disappointed with you. You are so groovy. Group. Yes, takosti. Group. No, you understand there is a certain, what is algorithm? What is it called?
Yes.
algorithm working, so you tolerate the foolish lipstick advertisement. Some of you who are Matajis will be most probably very happy with that advertisement. Now I know where to. Good deal, good purchase. It's all right. So yes, a different. So this devotee helped me when he said, every one of us works according to a certain program. This is just, and we should not become angry at the program. Or we should not become angry at the person, but and we should understand a certain program is running. Have you seen that in ISKCON there are some super critical devotees? Oh! But maybe they had super critical parents. Or something happened to them in the past. Or they have some idea that justifies them to immediately attack anyone, even if they have not fully understood the person. Understand the program. Don't become angry at the person. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I think we should finish here. Let us just sing one more time some very nice Hare Krishna. Very nice Hare Krishna. And maybe when you sing, you want to remember something about Krishna that you have heard. Why not? Something new. Why not? Only for 3 minutes. I know some of us are getting sweaty. I'm also getting sweaty. I'm thinking about going out very soon. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama
Everybody,
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody all together,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
I'm Krishna.